Hello and welcome back to Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD, formerly the DDD. We're looking at Yuma 83, talking about a sick person. We feed him on the advice of experts, as the Mishnah itself stated, in the case of a sick person, we feed him on the advice of experts. The Gemara cites an Amarok ruling. Rav Yannai said, if the sick person says, I need to eat, and the doctor says he does not need to eat, we listen to the sick person and we give him to eat. What is the reason? Because the pasuk says from Mishlei Proverbs, the lev yodea mores nafsho, then heart knows the bitterness of its soul. The sick person himself has an acute understanding of his condition, meaning that a sick person is a better judge of his condition than anyone else. It brings to mind the idea that not only should we take care of whatever a sick person needs on Shabbos, and of course during the week, pikuach nefesh, mesiras nefesh, to push ourselves to take care of the person, make sure if it's a chola sheyesh bo sakana, or even if it's ein bo sakana, different things we could try to do for them to take care of them. But in general in life, someone that's sick with an addiction or a mental health problem, or someone that's sick that they're having the wrong outlook, the wrong morals, or they're lacking the Jewish identity, or lacking connection to Judaism, they're sick in some way, we need to help them. And they know that they're lacking something, they know something is missing, the pintaliyid might be sparked, we should help them deal with what they need, because they know what they need more than any person can try to tell them what they need. Our outreach person might reach out to them and say, yeah, you need this, but really they know what they need. A good Shabbos table, a good connection to Judaism, to Hashem, davening, involved in inspiring classes. If a sick person is sick and people think he doesn't need things, but he thinks he needs things, we should do what we can to help them, whether physically, cognitively, emotionally, spiritually, religiously, psychologically, mentally, whatever way, and all other ways in between, we should help them to be able to do so. And if a person is an addicted to something, an addict to a substance or the like, they know what they need. They need that support. And if you're able to conquer it, or you know how to deal with it, or you know someone who does, pair them up with the people, because it's good to have a partner, good to have a mentor to help them out. Any type of person that's sick or needs help in any way, we should help them, especially as the Gemara talks about in Yom Kippur, and of course Shabbos, and in general, we should do so in many different ways. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 84 here on Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD.